Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
I recently had the good fortune of getting a good look at four bull elk in the Turtle Mountains while cross-country skiing. When one thinks of elk in North Dakota, the Badlands and Theodore Roosevelt National Park may come to mind. I suspect a few among us are aware that the Turtle Mountains supports a sizable elk population. Historically, elk ranged over most of the state. Their abundance in the 1800s has been well documented through the journals of several early traders and explorers. Alexander Henry, for example, noted that along the Red River during the fall of 1800, and I quote, "large herds were seen at every turn of the river," unquote. Lewis and Clark observed them frequently as they traveled the Missouri River in 1804 and 6. John James Audubon, Prince Maximilian of Weed, and even Theodore Roosevelt wrote about the abundance of elk in the western portions of North Dakota. But as European settlement commenced, their populations dropped considerably. So by the late 1800s, they were becoming rare, and by the early 1900s, they were on the verge of extirpation. But of course, that has changed considerably. Robert Seebloom notes in his Mammals of North Dakota from 2011, the three populations now exist in the state. Elk arrived in the Pembina Hills in the 1970s, probably from adjacent Manitoba. A population in the Badlands and Kildare Mountains area can be traced back to the 1970s and is assumed to have been established by escaped animals from Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. And of course, Theodore Roosevelt National Park supports an elk population which was established in the 1980s by introductions from Wind Cave National Park in South Dakota. The Turtle Mountains can now be added to the list. The population here may have been established back in the 1940s by a few elk that escaped from an introduction or introductions in the Kildare Mountains. This population has been recently estimated to be somewhere around 400 to 500 animals, and perhaps even much larger because about half of the Turtle Mountains are in Manitoba. Today, the state supports a huntable population of elk. A quick review of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department's 2018 elk hunting statistics showed 6 units for elk with 401 licenses available, 40 of which are for the hunting unit that is basically the Turtle Mountains. The future looks bright for elk in North Dakota, so as you travel about, be on the lookout for them. You never know when a few of these magnificent animals will make their presence known. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.